Mexico City's subway is turning 50. It's one of the largest systems in the world and one of the most peculiar. On the first episode of a two-part series about El Metro from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Rodrigo Cervantes reports on how this public transportation system also works as one of the largest cultural centers in Mexico and maybe even in the entire world.
As you walk into a subway station in Mexico City, you discover a karaoke and a public piano inviting you to sing or play a song. Paulina Contreras is a music student who takes the offer and practices a Coldplay tune.
Muy bien, porque así la gente explota su talento. Pero nada más siento que hace falta más.
Contreras says this idea is great for people who need to exploit their talents and hopes to find more like this in other stations. But this is just one out of hundreds of cultural experiences in Mexico City's metro. Vanessa Bohorquez is the subway coordinator of cultural activities. We meet at the Metro Museum, which opened 2 years ago to preserve the history of the subway while hosting temporary exhibits.
Muchas veces ha sido denominado el museo más grande de la ciudad.
Borges says the subway is Mexico City's largest museum for many, with more than 30 murals, dozens of sculptures, museums, libraries, a planetarium, a movie theater, and even a pyramid.
Tenemos el espacio arqueológico más visitado del país.
She says the most visited archaeological site in Mexico is here, inside this station where 24 million people pass by every year.
Y es el adoratorio de Hecatl.
It's the temple of the Aztec god of the wind, uncovered in downtown Mexico City during the subway's excavations. There's also live acts and performing arts almost every day, like this one. That's the legendary rock band El Tri playing a love song set, No Wonder, at the metro station.
La manera más pacífica y más amigable para modificar el entorno.
The specialist says the cultural offer in the subway not only embellishes the city, it also helps bring a friendlier and more peaceful environment to the urban chaos.
Porque hay que decir que el área de cultura tiene cero pesos.
Borges says her area works with 0 pesos, thanks to the contributions of artists and supporters. And it's all included on the metro's ticket, which costs roughly 25 cents. And in 2 stations in downtown Mexico City, the metro just opened 2 art galleries. One of them is expected to be the largest in the world, displaying the works of 300 international artists on a 200,000 square foot area. And the other one is where Noemí Martínez walks for her first time. She's a housewife passing through a pedestrian tunnel covered with screens for a video art installation.
Ay, muy bonita.
Martina says the exhibit is beautiful. It mixes sounds, nature landscapes, and wildlife with abstract animations made by surrealist artist Pedro Friedeberg.
Que la vida es muy apresurada. Esto te ayuda a pensar, a...
Martina says our lives are always on a fast pace, but the metro's art displays help us stop and think about what's truly important. Rodrigo Cervantes, KJZZ News, Mexico City.